There's so much talk now about biodiversity, and it's really about how we actually get engaged and how we're starting to take it seriously. So I have asked the council to consider encouraging residence groups in particular, but also in private spaces, to set aside some of the green area, open space that we have, and plant it out with wildflowers. Now, we would have hundreds and hundreds of open green space within all our council estates throughout the county, and this would be a good start. Now, it would also mean that we would have to hire in either a part-time or a full-time horticulturalist to kind of advise and support the residence group, and it would be a beginning. We also would have a good cost-benefit effect for both the residence groups and the council, because there's so much been spent every year and cutting the grass, and some of these estates are absolutely massive. Like, there will always be a need to trim around the edges and leave areas where children can go out and play and that, but there's no reason why some of these estates with acres and acres of grass to cut, that some of this can't be set back. And like, the main benefits here is obviously the environment as well as everything else.
But would someone not need to be employed then on a yearly basis to maintain those gardens going forward?
Yeah, these initiatives have already been set up in all those jurisdictions, and we can certainly learn from how they were done. But certainly, in order to get residence groups and even with the support of Tidy Towns, I think the council will have to hire in a full-time or part-time person and provide training and advice on how this would begin. There's also the whole thing of maybe consulting to the schools as well, because a lot of these children then would be learning all about the whole thing about biodiversity and how much we rely on, you know, the birds and the bees and the different plants and that, you know, and the threat that's there at the moment, the intensive farming and that. But like, as I say, like, there is a call on farmers and that set aside land, but at the moment we have so much grass here, they're going to waste it literally every week, every month. Then during the summertime we're just cutting it and continue to cut it, and that has its cost. So certainly it's one place I would like to see the council taking the lead on, and as I say, there is good examples already out there from the different jurisdictions, and this would have cost benefit for everybody concerned, and there's a lot to be gained.